was a gonna, did you? Nappy-pampy bloody doctors. You give me my pipe and my whiskey, I wouldn't be here. Veggie diet and bloody muesli dripping down my front. But a pork or a slab of beef wouldn't go amiss, I can tell you.
Haltet ihn im Bett. Er ist nicht fit in diesem Zustand aufzustehen und herumzulaufen. Die Infusionen unseres Bergelixiers waren offensichtlich erfolgreich. Jedoch nach drei zuerst erfolglosen Versuchen muss er jetzt rasten. Und er tut genau das, was wir ihm sagen, oder?
I need to finish my bloody book, you imbeciles. Only two chapters and I'm done. Then you give me all the green tea and lentils you want. And bring me my whiskey with no quinine in it.
Ratting and raving again, no doubt. He's a nice enough gent in his own way. Just flies off the handle from time to time. Which is usually every 5 minutes. Gets particularly shirty when he can't find his manuscript and pen. Oh yeah, desperate to finish his memoirs or whatever they are. Silly old bugger caught malaria out in India keeping tabs on their... What's his name? Gandhi. And he's never been quite right since.
His family sent him here for quiet recovery. We do the finest work in Switzerland at the Kurhaus. Of course, the Kur cannot always be guaranteed, especially as we don't have the funds that we need in these difficult years. The Kurhaus becomes the Poorhaus.
We should get him out into the sunshine. Let him breathe some of our reinvigorating alpine air.
To become of old Teddy then? He needs to drink his cod liver oil, full of vitamin D. Goes through you like a dose of salts.
Thank you. tempers quell. We can shove a chariot, sun his paint his horn, burn his earth as well as England, and bury the town to tell. Our across the proper land, our across before the tides, across the blood which gives its sunscreen, well, if one which dreams to die.
Thank you.
These lessons printed but the ages only passed. May any the righteous of the spirit be awares in the dark of this heart of mine. This comes your practice in Constantine. Mops them all up and wipes them clean. It's all okay, it's all official. And the Christ child that you two is seen. Sad Kirchhoff's his guilt I must admit. Blended in silly innocence. Meet in Milan and host a party. It's safer to sit as my defense. What is this called? His favorite pages. The body can It's a long, hard haul that Theodoporosan. No last petrition, I am afraid. There's a wild child coming.
Floating harbour, salty spray, mere miles beyond the town where engineers gave timely birth to ships and launched them down the winding Avon, out onto the Irish Sea. You too might hold the hopes of men, resigned at home with book and pen. Thank you.
Thank you.
very much, a little selection there from their new album, Homo Erraticus. But something now that is really not new at all. In fact, it's as old could be. It's even older than I am. This was written in the 17th century by J.S. Bach, based on a courtly French dance form called The Bourrée, from my stand-up album in 1969.
Constable stick, is it? Come on in, have a seat. Mr. Bostock, Herbert the dosage on your prescription and Dr. Cobb will see you now. Please go through.
Come in. Nice to see you. So, tell me, Mr. Bostock, you don't mind if I call you Gerald, do you? Good. Tell me, Jerry, when did the feelings of rejection first begin? When you were a little boy? 9, was it?
10?
Parents difficult, were they? Parents often are. Good. But you really did mind, didn't you, Gerald? Tell me how it all began. Tell all, do. Good.
Well, it don't mind if it's said. My word is but a whisper that this thing shines. I may make you feel, but I can't make you think. Your sperms hit the gods, hurt your lungs in a sink. Oh, thank you.
dream, pretending I'm safe. The dealer and the banker, no romance for the other. As the paling light illuminates, the mercenary's grave. The fire burning, the kettle on the house boiling, but the master of the house is far away.
The fire is hissed.
Stop and
Hello?
Hi, Ian, Anna, Phoebe.
Anna Phoebe, my favourite violin player. I'm doing fine. This is a really bad time to call him in the middle of a concert at the moment. But tell you what, get online, call me back on Skype in 2 minutes with your fiddle.
All right, I'll give you
2 minutes. You got it, Anna Phoebe. Bugger me. To be thick as a
Thanks very much indeed, the fitness of Britain. We'll be back in 15 minutes for the rest of the best of Jethro Tull.
and it probably will.
Very much indeed, Edward. Well, you have helped me from the Benefit album in 1970. Before that was a song from 1969 released back in England. It's called Living in the Past. We were given back then to releasing a few catchy, short songs, quite unlike Thick as a Brick or Passion Play, but to the point, in a pathetic and sad attempt to curry favour with the radio public and get some radio play that might make us famous throughout the Western world. And it kind of did. This is one of those songs which I've really grown to like it, partly because it has a cute video at the beginning. Notice that the wardrobe mistress forgot to tell Quasimodo to take off his Rolex watch before the shoot.
Thank you.
Friendly, welcoming old son of a bitch, I thought, what could be nicer than to ask young Ryan O'Donnell over here what song from the early Jethro Tull catalogue would he most like to sing? And bugging his stiff with a red hot poker, but he came out with
Teacher.
Teacher! And you promised to do the crazed hippie dance in the middle. You can do it. Okay. Teacher it is.
Thank you.
nice teeth there, eh? Now, 1973, that was a weird year, wasn't it? It was the year in which, almost single-handedly, I managed to bring to its knees that genre of music known as prog rock. According to the critics of the day, with the album of that year, I had taken a step too far. They rounded on me as one, and you know, looking back on it, those critics were pretty much spot on. This is a piece, however, that I really do enjoy. It's called Critique Oblique from A Passion Play.
Yeah.
have his fire to make it hot or it takes his feet. Upon anyone by Scotch California, just like it used to be.
And as he flies, tears in his eyes.
Too Young to Die in 1976. Oh, I like a good title track, so here's another from the following year when Jethro Tull became notionally a folk rock band. On account of the fact that I wrote a bunch of songs which were based on English folklore and traditions. This is one about England's very green and pleasant woodlands called Songs from the World.
Let me bring songs from the world. Poppies, pen, roses, tailwinds, and rain. To hear the river sail away. The flags hang and the cane. As you set them, the people are overflowing. Let's not celebrate. Thank you.
Thank you.
past the place that I call home. Way. Your poor old heart, you see, it's hard with me. Arguments only. A me. Hey!
Ladies and gentlemen, please bid a fond good night to the members of the band. Wearing a rather natty and moderately expensive eBay nightshirt, on bass guitar from Bristol in England, David Goodyear. On drums, Wing and a Prayer, from Bristol in England, Scott Hammond. Take your elevator right at the 23rd floor with Hammond organ, piano and accordion. From Liverpool, via Bristol in England, it's John O'Hara. Hailing from Rosenheim, Bavaria, in the foothills of the Alps, the man with the slippery fingers, Dr. Florian Buchbinder O'Connor. Born in Halifax, Yorkshire, in England, actor, singer, and costume case rummager, Ryan O'Donnell. Did I mention the Alpine horn? From Dunfermline, Edinburgh, Blackpool, and London, Colonel Ernest T. Parrott, otherwise known as Ian Anderson.
home.